I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team.
You know, I wanted to real quick give you a little anecdote. So I've gotten in a terrible habit here where I'm a 9 o'clock Deuce Staley guy now. It's a terrible habit. I don't know.
Well, can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
I had to go pee-pee.
Yeah, you went in and saw me in there.
I walked in there. I saw you walk in there. I just figured you were going to go pee.
Yeah.
And I saw you go in there, and I saw you were
serious
in there.
Business.
I walked out.
Yeah. I knew somebody walked in and walked out. And
did then you know it was me?
No, I thought it was maybe the cleaning lady. But anyway, I got in a terrible, I'm in a terrible 9
you're
o'clock.
You're in a rut.
A terrible 9 o'clock rhythm, and I'm amazed at what's happening at 9. But anyway, I was.
Is it routine now?
It's like a weird rhythm. Right. But I was coming back from Ithaca yesterday, and we tried to just race home. Like, we really don't like to stop. But my wife was getting tired of driving, so I jumped in and drove. I said, real quick, I'm going to go pee. Okay? And it was just a rest area. It was one of those state rest areas, but it was one that just has, like, vending machines.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's a little creepy. I always think about the sniper and all this whenever I'm there. But I went into the bathroom just to get a quick whiz.
Yeah.
And I've never seen this before. And I want you guys to try to explain this to me. So I went in immediately because it's like a creepy, smaller rest area. I obviously surveyed the situation. Smaller bathroom. There was a guy in the first stall doing his business. But here's what he was doing. He was squatting like a catcher with his butt cheeks out. And he was, and so he's down by the, his butt cheeks were down by the floor.
Hold on, is the door open?
Like- No. Just imagine, he's in the stall,
okay.
But because he's squatting like a catcher in front of the toilet,
okay.
And his pants were around his ankles, obviously, I saw his butt cheek, and he was cleaning up himself, squatting like a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that before. He was a grown man. I was horrified. I just saw butt, like, because normally where you look for the sneakers, I didn't see sneakers, I saw...
So he dropped it down low.
Man butt cheeks. Huh. And then I saw toilet paper, and he was...
That's how he was cleaning up.
That's how he was cleaning himself. Huh. And the only thing I could think is maybe he thought he could get more...
More leverage?
More...
Well, he probably... He didn't want to be on the seat, number one.
Well, he might have been on the seat
no,
if he...
No, but dude, he was squatting
this was after.
I know,
what
I'm saying I'm not a... Some people do stand up to wipe. I'm not... Now,
okay,
I understand
that was squat.
I understand he's taking to extreme level.
1 inch off the ground. Have you ever seen
Never.
That before?
I would have left immediately.
Oh, dude, I was terrified.
I would have.
I was like,
yeah.
he might rape me or something, I didn't know what was going on.
I would have thought he's being possessed.
He's the one in the vulnerable position.
He's going to rape you.
I didn't know. I was like, this guy's a weirdo. He's a weirdo.
You're a weirdo to think that.
Wow, it was a weird. Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I haven't seen it, but at that point, I would have left, and then I would have gone into the woods behind the rest area and done my business.
Yeah.
Because you're safer there.
Hey, Cody, have you ever seen anything like Did I describe it well?
You described it well. I've never heard of anything like that, nor seen anything like that.
I was
that.
Thinking maybe his mother taught him that, like as a child or something. Like, what was going
now,
on?
The only thing
worse
that I've seen is a guy at the urinal that. Pants all the way down. Now, it's very rare
That's
to
hilarious.
See that.
Yeah.
It's like seeing a unicorn. It's like seeing Kyle Pitts play offense. But
That's what you do in first grade.
And my eyes can never unsee it.
Yeah.
What about this theory?
is that guy uses a squatty potty at home.
Okay.
And so he's used to that position.
He's used to that angle.
And that angle during the cleanup.
Interesting.
I know. I kind of thought about a squatty potty and how that might play into it on some level. I couldn't have run out of there faster.
Oh yeah,
barely washed my hands, sprinted out of there. Yeah,
you got to get out.
I was like, I don't want to see this guy. I don't want him to accost me.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think I would have ever noticed that.
Because you have to be looking down.
No, all you're doing is you're looking to see who's in the bathroom, and then you see butt cheeks on the floor.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
and then toilet paper.
Yeah, but if I'm going to take a whiz, like you said, I'm just going straight to the urinal. Why am I looking at the stalls?
I always survey to see if someone's deucing or
why?
Why?
Because it's reprehensible. It's like Lurch.
I didn't want to be in there when he was in there.
When someone's doing that.
Yeah, but
that,
you're at a rest stop that you just pulled over in New Jersey.
I know.
I
always survey the situation.
Yeah,
see, that's why I think you're almost always better. And I realize, you know,
it was
if you have to go, you got to go.
It was unavoidable.
But you're always better at like a Maryland house or like at one of the.
I agree.
One of the travel plazas
in
Jersey.
Cakes. It was one of those deals where we were swapping drivers.
Yeah.
And then, well, since I'm here, I might as well just go run in and pee because I don't want to stop.
It's, sure.
I had 2 hours left.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm. Anyway.
All right, let's shift the conversation to the poop play of the Washington football quarterbacks. Not necessarily yesterday, but overall, we all know that Heineke's not the long-term answer, right?
Right.
It's Football Monday, by the way, and we'll get into what Washington should do moving forward. Football Monday presented by Chenega Myos. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. I just saw, I think it was Ian Rappaport tweet, that the Deshaun Watson trade talks are intensifying. Trade deadline is basically in a week. It's November 2nd.
Right.
What do you want to see Washington do moving forward? Not just the rest of the season.
Election day, Bickle.
But next year. Want to see them draft somebody?
Both of the teams.
Do you want to see them trade for somebody?
Both teams jockeying for Deshaun Watson, if you believe reports, are the Dolphins and the Eagles.
Eagles, right.
Both of those. I would guess Hurts and Heineke are about on the same level at this point. Both those teams have comparable or better quarterback situations than Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Washington should be at least in on the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. Not saying you pull the trigger on it. The price might be too high,
but you
at least have to entertain it.
And maybe they are.
It could be.
Or at the very least, you're in on the Tua sweepstakes. Because
certainly.
He's got to go somewhere.
Right.
If Deshaun lands in Miami.
If Deshaun lands in Miami.
800-636-1067.
Well, here's the one thing I will
say. What
do
you want to see them do?
I have a fundamental disagreement with people that think, regardless, you have to draft the best quarterback available or whatever. Because what if it's the best of a bad lot? What if you don't like him? Like, I have a fundamental disagreement. And I know there's a lot of people who say, doesn't matter, we've got to draft a quarterback in the first round. Well, what if they're all terrible?
Yeah.
You know, this year's class is supposed to be great, and they look like they're terrible. So you got to love the quarterback to draft him, and if he's not there and you're not in any position to get him, then you got to upgrade, then you got to get one of the three
Unless they
guys.
Feel desperate and to that point where they just feel like they have to take one, the best guy available, they're probably not going to feel any better about this class than last year's class.
Because
if they didn't like last year's class, who were great college quarterbacks, all of them. They're not going
to
love
you
this.
You can't just take a quarterback just to take one. And a lot of people want to do that.
But you
I
can't
would say
also,
most people.
But you can't roll out the same type of situation.
No, no, no. Then you're
going to
have to acquire a veteran.
I mean,
you have to bring in
the
a
last
veteran.
Couple years. Let's just work with the last 2 years with Ron Rivera. It was Alex Smith, Dwayne Haskins. This year, it was Fitzpatrick, Heineke. You can't have that type of. You're not going to win. You're just not going to win.
Or,
and he's going to have to win next year in year three.
Or you could go out, Eric, and go out and get another veteran.
I think that's the plan.
All right. I don't know if that's Jimmy G, who I know you think is garbage, or if it's Tua or whoever it is.
Matt Ryan.
And then you draft.
These guys would all be upgrades.
And then you draft a guy, not necessarily in the first round, but you draft a guy maybe in the second or third.
But that's
fine. I'll give you a name who I think he's not going to be a first round pick. And he did struggle a lot in the last couple of years, but he's brought his game to a different level. His name's Kenny Pickett from Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Kenny Pickett has played a ton of college football. He's basically been a 4-year starter. He's a big kid, gun for an arm. He's just gotten a lot better this year than the last couple years, but he's not a first round pick. Okay, I think he's probably a third round pick or a fourth. He's a pro.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think he's a first. That's a guy you can kind of groom behind a veteran, or if you don't think that third or fourth round picks work, then you scrap it. You don't draft one if you don't like them, and then you move on.
I'm fine with it, but it doesn't solve the immediate problem. You know what I mean?
I get it.
I think almost no rookie quarterback. I mean, Justin Herbert is a unicorn. He's going to be one of the 8 or 9 elite quarterbacks in the world. Right. They're unicorns. They're impossible to find. You got to keep trying, but I don't think you draft one just because he's the highest rated quarterback and you need one.
Right.
Like, you got to like him.
I agree with that, but I do think like him. They have to spend that pick on an offensive player.
I'm fine with that.
I know the defense is bad, but you can't keep drafting defensive players in the first round.
I'm fine with that.
You know what happens when that happens? You see Dax Milne and guys like that playing on Sundays.
There's catching balls. There's a fork in the road. Are you going to do the free agency bit again, or are you going to do the drafting bit again?
You can't do the draft if you don't like them. You can't do it just because people are clamoring.
Well, maybe
you have to like the.
Maybe they'll like a guy in this draft.
Maybe they like Kenny Pickett.
But I agree.
I don't know, going into
year three, it's a pivotal crossroads, because if you're going to take a rookie, you have to do it now because you need time to develop him. If you don't, then it's the free agent route again, and then you're into year three, and then you're not taking a rookie after that.
I'm actually surprised, given EB's recent stance on the quarterback position, that he's not all in for Deshaun. He's not slamming his fist on the table.
I would be if it wasn't for the sexual stuff. I mean, I think we have a serial sexual offender on our hands here.
And you just don't know if he's going to be available. You could trade for him, and then all of a sudden, Goodell slaps a one-year suspension on him.
Let me say this. If he didn't have the sexual stuff, or he was truly exonerated, I'd say I'd trade the entire team for him.
Yeah.
I would trade the entire... You could have Chase,
well, he would have already
Montez,
been traded.
Terry. You could have the entire team for him. I'd build my team around Deshaun. But because of the seriousness of the allegations and the pure volume of them, I'm scared to acquire
him. Do you think that Ron, and we'll get to the calls in a sec, do you think Ron and the coaches, or you know, whoever is making the decisions, personnel wise, talk about the quarterback position for next year?
Oh, of course, at times. That's sure.
I think they're talking about it right now.
They have to.
Yeah, sure. It comes up.
They can't just live. I know that they want to be in the moment. All we're thinking about is the Broncos. But I mean, I know Martys are talking about it.
They discuss it.
They have to.
He discusses it. He goes, well, you know, this is why we probably can't go with Heineke next year. Okay. I mean, they discuss it.
You know what's interesting? I was driving back from D.C. yesterday after the game, and I was listening to our guy, Pete Medhurst, and Pete calls the Navy games. And Navy played Cincinnati yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
And I don't know if Cincinnati's quarterback is so highly regarded.
He's not a
first
rounder.
But he made a point, which I don't even know if it's true, but I'm going to take Pete at his word, that there were a bunch of scouts at the game because Cincinnati has a bunch of pros. Mm-hmm.
Their DBs are money.
Yeah, he mentioned that they might have one offensive lineman, a linebacker. Mm-hmm. Whatever, but the quarterback, even if he's not a projected first rounder, he might be like a third round pick.
Desmond Ridder.
Right. And Pete said, he went through some of the teams that there were scouts from all of these teams, because he covers Navy. And you know which team wasn't there?
Washington.
Was the player in the backyard to scout him?
Oh, yeah.
Washington.
Mm. Well, maybe they don't like him.
I mean, maybe the Martys just bought a ticket, were in the stands, but.
Well, somebody said, who was it on our show that said that Marty loves scouting quarterbacks?
Which Marty? Marty Herney?
Herney.
Okay.
Somebody, not Martin Mayhew. We had a guest on, and they said, you remember, that Marty's deal is he considers himself kind of like a quarterback guru. Like, he likes
the quarterback whisperer?
He likes to scout quarterbacks.
Okay.
I can't remember. We had a guy on that said that a few weeks ago.
By the way, to answer the question I threw out there, and I'll ask GM Cakes, I think I might trade for Deshaun. I definitely would be listening. If you have to choose, what are you doing? GM Cakes, what are you doing about the Washington football team quarterback position?
You know what? With watching what the rookies are doing this year, not rolling the dice on a rookie, I'm going after a free agent. Whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, he's not a free agent.
So you're going to wait till the offseason, or you're going to do it this year?
Oh, I wait till the offseason. Okay. The die is cast for 2021. There's no helping what's going on at this point. Free agent. Can't develop a rookie for 2 or 3 years. Ron doesn't have that sort of time.
The free agents stink that are going to be available.
They're better than the rookies that are going to come out in the next year
plus.
Yeah,
but you're going to get a guy like Fitz or someone similar to
that. Even though I think he's semi-washed up, I would take Matt Ryan in a heartbeat over any of the other options. I guess I would take Jimmy Garoppolo.
100.
Why would Matt Ryan go anywhere? He's having a good year. I mean, why would he go anywhere?
Because at some point, Atlanta's going to look out and say, well, we're going to upgrade a quarterback and get a younger guy in here.
Well, I would say that young guy's going to sit behind Matt Ryan for a year.
Except Arthur Smith is throwing Matt Ryan throw dimes to Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley.
This is true.
And all of a sudden, by the way, they started off terrible. They're 3-3. They're in the mix for a playoff spot.
They're turning it around.
Matt Ryan's still good.
Still decent.
He's still good.
All right.
I think you're downgrading what Matt Ryan's done. Let's see what he's done.
He looks like he's 100. I don't really want him. I mean, I'd rather have Jimmy G.
I'm just saying somebody that, like Jimmy.
I'd rather have Jimmy G than Matt Ryan, just because he's younger. I feel like he's younger. Maybe he's not. I feel like he's like 4 years
younger. Well, if you want mediocrity, Jimmy G's your guy.
I mean, Matt Ryan's got 12 touchdowns, 4 picks.
It's pretty solid.
He looks like he's 100. I can't do it. I mean, he already got 100.
How so? He never has been a runner.
He just looks so old to me.
He just stands in the pocket and delivers dimes.
I'm not arguing with your talent evaluation. He looks 100. I feel like he'll smash into the wall as soon as we get.
What is he, 36?
Yeah, he looks 50.
8 years younger than Brady.
I know, Brady's a freak. I mean, Brady's probably on some sort of growth hormone.
Once in a billion year type of player.
Brady's clearly cheating.
Phone lines are locked and loaded. We can come back, take your calls next. What do you want to see this Washington football team do at quarterback rest of the season, and then, more importantly, down the road?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on a Football Monday, presented by Chenega Miles. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. We're talking about the quarterback position. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. What do you want to see Washington do? There's a trade deadline 8 days from now, November 2nd. We're hearing that the Deshaun Watson trade talks are intensifying. You could wait till the season's over, go the free agency route. Not going to be any huge names there. Or you could draft somebody. Those are kind of your three realistic options. I guess you could have the fourth option, bring him back.
What if they say Fitz, just we never got to see what we wanted to see. We're going to sign him to another deal. And
right.
You know,
I mean, I'm as big a Fitz flag waiver as you're going to find. I think you just have to start fresh. You got to take a fresh approach to the quarterback spot.
Man, you love Fitz all summer.
I love Fitz.
All
I still
summer.
Love him.
All summer you loved him.
Again, I still cling to, I picked this team to win 11 or 12 games, hoping that that Fitz would be at the helm.
Right.
And again.
You know how laughful that is that you picked him to pick 11
knows,
or 12?
He knows.
I know it's stupid. Like everybody else, I didn't realize that this was the worst defense that's ever been cobbled together.
But it's also
playing here.
You had to win in 11 or 12 games with Fitzpatrick under center, who's never even made to the playoffs once in his whole career.
I was wildly optimistic about Fitz.
And you like Samuel.
I thought this is finally. Yeah, I thought Samuel was going to be a great fit for the offense. Apparently, he just never plays. Apparently, he's got the world's
he's a good fit.
He's got the world's most severe groin injury.
He's a good fit on paper.
All right, let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, man?
Well,
What's up, fellas? Good show. Good show. Look, I'm going to get right to it. Taylor Heineke, he's not the answer for this team. Number two, do not draft the rookie quarterback. This team is ready to win now. Now, I'm going to give you a quarterback
Stop talking for a second. What makes you think this team is ready to win now?
I mean, you got to understand, if the offense not putting up any points, that doesn't give the defense any motivation to go out there to play hard.
So what about the first drives? What about the first drives before you start using the old tired? They're tired because the offense isn't doing anything. They give up a touchdown almost every first drive.
I mean, hey, a lot of teams get scored on the first drive. You got four quarters. Look, listen, let me give you the quarterback. There's a quarterback out there right now. Their accuracy is better. Throwing power is better. He can run just like Taylor Heineke. And I'm going to give you all his name right now. Let's make a play for him this week.
All right.
Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, Mitch. Oh, my man,
hey,
Mitch.
They had a chance to bring Mitch Trubisky during the offseason.
They didn't like him for some reason.
They liked Fitz better. They liked Fitz. They could have had Mitch Trubisky.
Hey, I threw Mitch Trubisky out there in the summer, and you said you poo-pooed him. You said he was terrible.
I said they were going to wind up with one of three quarterbacks before they settled on Fitz. I said it was going to be Mitch Trubisky, it was going to be Fitz, or it was going to be Jameis Winston.
You're in the same boat if you bring in Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, he's the same.
I agree.
It's not solving anything.
I think he'd be a slight upgrade.
Okay. Maybe a very slight tick up.
From the 30th third quarterback to 29th or something, or 30th. I mean, it's slight.
I feel like they need to do something radical.
So a big splash.
They need something. I don't know what it is.
What about Aaron Rodgers? Is there any chance they could woo him
with
a massive deal?
Do you think he's going to come to this dumpster fire?
I mean, maybe for money. Maybe he's at that point where he wants to get that big bag of money elsewhere with a chance to win a Super Bowl. Maybe he wants to make. What if we give him $40 million a year?
What if you gave him some ownership?
I thought about that.
Ownership.
I'm sure Snyder's going to do that.
If you gave him 1%.
1%.
No. Dumpster fire.
That speaks to
what's
people.
What's 1% ownership. Of $2 billion? I don't even know. Is that $100 million? I don't even know. Is it $10 million?
Washington's worth, what, $4 billion? The franchise.
There's no chance Aaron Rodgers.
I'm just asking just a dumb question.
Yeah, I don't
know. Does anybody know 10% of $4 billion would be $400 million?
Yeah.
So it must be $40 million if you gave him 1%.
And who knows? Maybe he negotiates
crank
for
up the calculator.
A bigger piece.
I think he's right.
Yeah, that's right.
To me, that's the only thing that would bring him here. Ownership stake. I don't know if you can do
that. You guys
are insane. I don't know if that's illegal.
Might have to give him 5%.
Might have to give him half.
Give him
50%, maybe he comes in.
Right.
It's a dangerous road to go down,
by the way.
Yeah, but if you got 3 years, we could maybe do like what the Broncos did, just steal a couple years with. Now we don't have that defense.
It'd be fantastic.
Steal a few years of Peyton.
No, it's impossible that he comes. But that is the only carrot that you can dangle that would bring him here.
And weed legal in D.C.
Are you even allowed to be a player? Like, I know in like the NBA, you're not allowed to, right? Like,
don't know.
Like Magic.
Not sure.
Couldn't be an owner and coach or whatever he did.
Let's all ask JLC. He'd know.
All right. Let's go to James in Clearwater, Florida. James, what's up, buddy?
Hey, boys. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, man.
Jay from D.C. needs to put the weed down. I mean, the best player on the team is the punter. So to act like this team is ready to win now is just ridiculous. But some of the callers, man, that are calling for Kyle Allen, I mean, it's like trading in your Honda Civic for a clapped-out Nissan Altima. What is that going to do? It's going to be the same results. It really doesn't matter what quarterback comes in here. You know, they really need to go back to the quarterback well, try to draft another one, man.
Right. I don't think anybody's called today asking for Kyle Allen.
Any clamoring for that just died down.
I mean, we've heard that in the past, but nothing today. Yeah,
it was just because people were frustrated with Heineke.
Correct.
All right, let's go to Eric in Baltimore. Eric, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, boys? How's it going?
Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, this is just a wackadoo theory. You know, if Deshaun Watson comes to Miami, and then they have to get rid of Tua, and the WFT trades for Tua, they unload. Heineke and Kyle Allen, that's a reunion of Tua and Fitz. What happens in the quarterback room if that happens?
Okay, so I like the wackadoodness of it, but I mean,
Miami North.
I mean, yeah. JP Finley and other people have reported that there's not a lot of Tua love in that building in Ashburn.
They feel like Taylor's just similar to Tua, like small guy, not a strong arm,
can run around a little bit.
So what? Everyone's just going to sit on their hands until they come across something they like? Is that the plan?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I don't know if they really have a plan.
Dude, when you don't have a quarterback, you have no plan.
Well, they can think that if they want. That Taylor and Tua are equal. They're not equal. I'm just going to tell you, they're not.
No one's disagreeing with you, Eric, but the fact that you're not trying to do something about
you can't just draft one like you just draft everyone and hope one of them hits. Mm-hmm. You got to like them. You got to like them. And if you like them, go get them.
Well, maybe Marty likes one of them.
Okay, if you like one,
Marty,
then go get them. It's worth everything. I had no problem with the Robert trade. They liked him, allegedly. Maybe Mike is now claiming he didn't, but they liked Robert. They traded a million picks for him, and unfortunately, in the grand scheme of things, it didn't work. Right. But I had no problem with going for it. I said trade the whole team for Kyler Murray. Everyone laughed at me because he was 5'7". I said, go get him.
Are you morally unwilling to root for Deshaun Watson?
If he's guilty of it, I am. Well, I just have a problem with sexual assault.
Of course, but how do you know if he's guilty?
I don't know. I don't, and I hope he's not.
Let me say this about Tua. All right, so the rookie quarterbacks this year are struggling. Understandable. Happens to rookie quarterbacks. Nobody's bailing on Trevor Lawrence. Struggling. Nobody's bailing on these guys yet. He only has like 7 more starts than those guys.
Who?
Tua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has 13 career starts.
Yeah.
It's literally 6 more than Trevor Lawrence.
I understand, but what is your point?
My point is people are...
Writing him off. We do it with all.
He's got 18 touchdowns to 9 interceptions.
Yeah. Yeah.
2-1.
And some of
like the rookies right now, the guys who played 6 or 7 games, they would die for that.
You know, let me just say who I lobby for? Okay, and then you go. I lobby for Gardner Minshew because he has good numbers.
Minshew mania.
And he hadn't played that much.
Where is Minshew right now?
Philly.
He's a backup pretty good numbers.
Backup in Philly. Yep. Right.
That would be slightly intriguing, but I mean, I'm sure he's a dud, but it would be slightly intriguing.
I watched a lot of the Miami game yesterday. All right. Because I have Tua in one of my fantasy teams.
Right.
All right. Now, he does throw some awful picks. He threw an awful pick last week.
His second one was awful.
His second one was bad. But he threw 4 touchdowns. His fourth touchdown to take the lead late in that game was just a beautiful throw.
He's accurate.
I think he's getting better. He's better than he was last year. He's getting better.
He
still throws dumb picks.
We have
but
to allow
so does
quarterbacks
Heineke.
To make mistakes. Yeah.
But he doesn't throw that many of them, Jason.
I know.
2-1. Cakes had the impression that he said it last week. For every touchdown Tua has, he throws an interception.
I got bad intel.
It's actually 2-1.
Some of them are just glaring.
He completes 66% of his passes. And essentially, in terms of game started, he's a rookie quarterback. Like 2-3 seasons ago, when he's in college, everybody wanted to tank for him. Be the number one pick. Now they're ready to bail on him. He's still talented. Now, what I worry about is the injuries. That's what I would worry about with Tua. I'm not so much worried about his talent. I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he has the potential to be a good quarterback.
I found the guy.
Go ahead.
Oh, free agent?
Oh, Cakes the GM.
He's a backup.
He's a starter. And is he
free agent to be?
He's got 1 year left on his deal. Make a play for. I know this name's been thrown out before, and it got poo-pooed.
Hold on.
That's pre-Fitz and all the Heineke Nazis and Kyle Allen. Derek Carr. Oh. He's got 1 year left. He's 31 years old. He's making $19 million next year. You bring him in, you give him a big fat deal, and that's just your guy.
But
that's a veteran
here's my question.
Instead of a rookie.
He's under contract, though.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, you make whatever deal you have to make.
Why would the Raiders get... I mean, they're 5-2. He's having a really good year. Why would they let him go? Why would they?
I don't know. No. I'm living in a theoretical world over here.
I mean, I'm just wondering how you're going to attain him.
I'm going to have the Martys make that call and make it happen somehow.
You might as well say, I found the guy, Tom Brady.
This is my guy.
Tom Brady only has 1 year left in Tampa.
Now I'm Derek Carr all the time. I've even forgotten about the guy with the big bushy beard. Who is that guy?
Hey, how did you do in fantasy this weekend? In your high stakes league,
I won my high stakes league.
Okay,
1-2.
Somehow.
I think he's 1-2.
What about the pot?
I'm 2-5.
What about the pot?
We're in the mix for the pot right now. I need Alex Collins and Tyler Lockett to just do a little something tonight, and we secure either first or second place.
So you don't want to jinx it, but you think you have the pot within the realm.
We have a good shot at the pot.
Right.
That's because a texter brought up a good theory.
Yes.
Says Cakes is kind of cranky today. He must have gotten. Shelled in fantasy.
No, the one team I care about actually won, and we have a sweat for the pot. So it was a good weekend.
Yeah, I was just checking.
All right.
Oh, by the way, that was during the bye week with all my sillies on bye. All the sillies.
All right. It's all about the pots.
It's all about the pots.
A lot of people
want
to chime in. A lot of people still have their suggestions.
Go get him.
So
somebody's got
to
do.
Somebody still wants to get Kaepernick. I don't. What's he hasn't played in how many
years? Kaepernick.
I mean, still working out, though, EB. He says he's working out every day.
Is Mitch seriously? Is he delusional?
Does he live on planet Earth, this first?
800-636-1067. We'll come back, take more of your calls. What are you going to see Washington do at quarterback moving forward?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back on a Football Monday presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Talking about the quarterback position here for the Washington football team. Taylor played fine yesterday. Fine, but we know he's not going to be.
I will say.
We know he's not going to be the starter in week one next year.
No, but I will say when he plays like that, generally speaking, I get a kick out of it. I enjoy watching him run. I'll take credit. The community can thank me. I told Ron repeatedly, this is what he needs to do. This is what makes him special. When he runs, he's special. When he gets down, I think he presses, and we saw that. There were two plays I hated, but by and large, I like the way Taylor plays.
But you don't want him to be the week one starter next year.
No, I mean, no, I think we all know who he is. I know, but I like watching him play, and I like rooting for him.
Sure.
Taylor's a competent backup.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Any team would be thrilled to have him as a backup.
But for right now, I enjoy watching him play. We got nothing better. Unless one falls out of the ceiling like Dennis Rodman's girlfriend, I mean, we don't have any.
Heidke's going to make $30 million playing backup quarterback for the bulk of his career in the NFL. There's no shame in that. Right. None whatsoever.
So I get a kick out of watching him play. I'm curious to see what he does next week.
But what we're having the conversation about is what's next. And Jason, I never even looked at you. You wanted to go to somebody who had a wackadoo theory?
Well, Mitch and Waldorf.
Mitch wanted Colin.
He wants Kaepernick.
Fitz is great. It's still incomplete.
Correct.
We need to see.
Listen, I dare say this. He looked dreadful in the like he looked a few opportunities. He looked dreadful. I don't want to go crazy with sample size. Every time he got an opportunity, we're like, whoa. You know?
But Aaron Rodgers looked terrible. Aaron Rodgers looked terrible in week one.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
I know, but people were like, oh man, maybe he's done for.
Everybody has bad games.
I don't remember anybody saying that.
You can't scream preseason means nothing, and then all of a sudden,
I know it does mean nothing, but it. He did look awful when he was.
I'm just saying, I'm psyched to see him.
But might as well.
Exactly. Got to see what might you have.
But he's on crutches. He's 100 years old. He's probably going to die from this. Okay.
I would throw Heineken to the floor.
I think it's funny how he's calling everyone 100, and he's 15 years older than all those guys.
He's going to die from a broken hip.
Doesn't mean it has no reflection on me.
Are you doing broken hip bits now?
Yeah, he's got a broken hip.
He's going to die from that?
What, he got dysplasia?
A lot of people die from broken hip.
Yeah, when they're 90.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He's butt old. He's still on crutches. He's light years from playing.
Cakes, didn't your mom just have hip surgery?
Yeah. She's in her 70s.
I understand.
Okay. I think it's
funny. I know, and don't just say it. She's alive.
Right.
It's funny how these two, specifically these two, talk about Fitz now. And all summer long, they thought he was going to beat everybody. He was
going to
win 12 games.
They had the biggest flag. They were seriously going to the field.
I planted my flag.
All right,
10. 10.
Whatever,
I had 10.
Yeah.
I had 11 to 12. 11 to 12.
We still need to see what he can do.
But now he looks 100. He's going to die tomorrow.
Well, he does. I can only tell you what I saw, Jason.
All right.
He looked terrible when he got the opportunity.
I would play
did nothing.
Fitz.
He barely
he had five he got, minutes. He,
exactly.
I know, have six
it
pass attempts.
It wasn't impressive. Six. I'm talking about the preseason.
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you what I saw. And the reports were they wasn't lighting it up in camp.
He looked way better than Taylor. Those were the same reports.
Well, Taylor's always going to look bad.
Taylor's going to play against Denver, okay, in the Dino Bowl, Fangio versus Ron. Right. Then he's going to
I like how we're branding it the Dino Bowl.
Then you throw him to the Wolves against the Bucks coming out of the bye. And then after that, is that the Panthers game following the Bucks game?
Yes, in Carolina.
That's when hopefully you see Fitz.
Okay.
Let's see Fitz in about a month.
I don't think you will, but
give him another month to heal, and then let's see Fitz down the stretch.
So you think he's going to go from crutches on his broken hip to playing in a month?
Yes.
Okay.
That is my takeaway.
Okay. I think he's done.
Dr. Cakes is in the building.
I think he is shot.
All right. Hold on. You think Fitz isn't going to play at all this season?
Yes.
Oh, I think he's going to play.
We're 7 weeks in. He's still on crutches.
Hey, but again, the training staff, big giant question mark. Curtis Samuel apparently will never play again. And Fitz now, you have him sidelined for the rest of his career.
I have him on his deathbed.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mitch in Waldorf. Mitch, what's up, buddy? Go with the Junkies.
Hey, boy, this is Mitchell. I heard Legend in the background laughing at me when I said Colin Kaepernick.
Right. Colin Kaepernick. All right, go ahead.
What about him?
Yeah. Okay, number one, I would have bought Colin Kaepernick the training cap before I bought Pete Patrick.
Can you call him Colin?
Why are you hanging up on him? Just because
he can't pronounce the guy's name right that he wants to hear so bad.
Maybe just kind of making fun of him.
If you promise to call him Colin, we'll let you back on. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can call back Mitchell. If he promises to call him Colin, or just call him Cap, okay, but don't call him Colin.
Does he realize that Colin hasn't played for 6 years?
Probably not.
Well, the other thing is that people don't realize is that you watched him specifically because he was with your boys, and it really fell off. Something happened.
Well, he had injuries. Injured. He had injury. He had a shoulder, and yes, he had injuries, and he couldn't throw the ball anymore.
It just got weird. Yeah.
That was 7 years ago.
Yeah. Let's go to James
in
D.C. James, what's up?
What's up, Junks? You know I love you guys. I call in every morning. Monday morning, pretty much, and I know you guys. This job is to be doubtful and dreary about what's going on with.
No, we're just trying to be honest. We're just trying to be honest.
Let me be honest. All right. I do feel like this team is much better than the record. We have been in every game. The last three games, the Saints game, the Kansas City game, were all winnable. Yesterday was winnable.
It wasn't winnable for us.
You thought the Kansas City game was winnable?
Well, just because we were
first half.
We were up for a while.
13-10.
We were up.
Let him finish. Go ahead, James. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, yesterday, we had an opportunity to take the lead in the first quarter, second quarter. We dominated in yards, a time of possession. In most NFL teams, that usually ends with a win. And I just do feel like Heineken has been a detriment to the team. I think he'll get us through the Denver game. Maybe we can get an upset with Tampa.
Oh, come on.
I just feel like this team and the record will turn around. And I know this sounds like crazy talk, but I wouldn't be surprised if we only lose two more games.
That is crazy.
I feel like we will get off.
We still have the gas face.
Yeah, this is funny.
What is happening here? We'll give him some sort of prize or something.
For being most delusional. I thought Mitchell from Waldorf was. But he just took the prize from him.
I think John Allen put it perfectly. Here was his quote from yesterday's game, after yesterday's game. Losing teams find ways to lose games.
Yeah.
Put it perfectly.
Jonathan Allen was so honest.
Will you reward him?
He goes, we're 2-5 for a reason. Right. That's what he said.
Will you send him a pic of your vitiligo speckled penis if they only lose two more games?
10-7, baby.
Will you give him that gift?
Well, and then if they beat Tampa.
That's a gift.
No, but he said they're going to beat Tampa.
I think they're going to lose their next two games. I think they're going to lose in Denver, and they're... It's a physical impossibility that they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They're going to lose to Tampa by 50.
Dino Bowl.
The Dino Bowl, sorry.
Thank you.
They're
going to lose the Dino Bowl, branding.
And then they're going to lose the game against the Bucks.
I think they're going to, I actually think,
Dino Bowl.
I think we can beat Denver. I think we're going to lose by 50 to Tampa. And then I think,
you think
we
they're
going to
beat Carolina.
I think we can beat Carolina.
Hey, just in case
I think
people
we could actually go 2-1 in that.
Just in case people aren't following, they might have missed it.
Yes.
Dino Bowl. If this was a map, your legend is
yes.
Vic Fangio and Ron Rivera, defensive coaches,
yes.
Dinosaurs.
Brontosaurus versus
Stegosaurus.
A Stegosaurus.
I just want to give our listeners the legend.
Sure.
Right? Isn't that what it was called on a map?
That's all you need to know.
All right. Yeah, let's go.
Or the
to,
key. I think it was also called a key.
Let's go to Paul. Paul, what's up, buddy?
You're doing the map, man. You're old. You should
hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. What's up?
Cartographer, JP.
I think it's apparent that the legend of Taylor Heinicke is coming to a close and it's not a storybook ending. I think it'd be irresponsible not to at least take a flyer and see if we can work on a trade for Deshaun. He is a.
You're not troubled by the 21 sexual, assault allegations.
I mean, if there's validity, yeah, that's disgusting. I wouldn't want that, but I mean, that's what lawyers are for, man. He's innocent until proven guilty. He's a franchise changing quarterback.
Right. If he's cleared, well, I would trade the entire team for him.
I might not acquire him just because of the famous Amos request. If I were the Marty's, I'd be like, he requested the famous Amos, so I don't know.
Hey, Cakes.
Trust his judgment.
Hey, Cakes. Well, don't knock it till you try, buddy.
Well, I'm not going to be trying that. Sorry.
I'd be all right with kidnapping Derek Carr if we could do that too, but whatever we do. Unless we've got a lot of bubble wrap and they start making uniforms like that, do not try Garoppolo, man, because the guy cannot stay healthy.
He can't, you're right. And same thing with Tua. Tua can't stay healthy either.
Jimmy G, look, he was garbage last night. All right.
I'm glad that you're saying
and
it.
He was asked about the calf, and he said the calf was – it didn't prevent me from playing, obviously,
right.
But it did – he said he was feeling it during the game.
Well, they needed to throw – wasn't Lance also injured?
Yes.
He was inactive.
Knee injury. Yeah.
You'd have been down to Mullins? Is he still there?
I don't think he's still there.
Who's the third string?
Ooh, it's a good question.
Is it Sudfeld?
Oh, yeah, you know what it is Sudfeld. I saw that article.
I think it's Nate Sudfeld.
I think you're right.
But
just more proof that Taylor Heinicke is going to make millions if Sudfeld is still drawing NFL checks.
Yes,
he will. He's going to make millions.
Of course he will.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for
Taylor
him.
Just could be a starting quarterback.
Taylor could be a spark for any team.
This just feels like such deja vu. I didn't do the... stat research on this, but how many times do you think in the last 25 years, as long as we've been doing the show, they've started out with this record?
Oh, all the time.
Countless. Countless times. <Jesus.
laughs> 2-5.
Why are we doing
we've been here so many times.
I actually think we're going to have a little second half surge.
Oh, my God. You get the prize. Most delusional.
Not all the time. Once every 5 years.
Your prize is 7 wins.
Well, we'll talk more about that tomorrow.
I
want to put a wager on it.
I have the prize for you.
I think we're trending in the right direction.
A straight jacket, because you're insane.
Defense.
All right, remember. Tomorrow, Coach Ron Rivera joins us at 8:25. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.